This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
All right, flooring repairs on Ken in North Carolina's mind. What can we help you with?
We moved into a home as a custom home last summer, and it's on a crawl space, and the first floor is completely hardwood floors. There's some different elevation changes throughout the floor, and I started noticing a couple of months ago in our eating area where the hardwood seems to be separating in a couple of places. And I was really trying to figure out what might be happening that's causing this.
Well, life is happening, Ken. It's expanding and contracting because of temperature changes and humidity changes in your home. And there's not a lot that you can do about that. You know, it happens more with some flooring, less with others. It also has to do with the installation. But if at the maximum gap is a quarter of an inch, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Sometimes in very old homes, it gets very large, and we'll tell people to fill it with jute or something of that nature and then finish over that to fill big gaps. But a quarter of an inch max in a floor that's not too old, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think that's fairly typical.
Now, would you expect the flooring to expand in more humid type of conditions?
Well, it depends. Typically, it's going to be tighter in the summer and wider in the winter time
when it's drier,
but you know, the floor being as dynamic as it is and all of those pieces being interlocked, you never know where the movement's going to show up.